told me that if I eat bugs and pay more money to the government, my weather will be gooder. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The asset management group BlackRock oversees like $10 trillion of assets. That's larger than the gross domestic product, GDP, of most countries. In fact, it's half of the USA's GDP. And even further, it's a quarter of all the money in the world, which is estimated at only $40 trillion. Money can buy power. How much power does a group like that wield right now? Can they tell presidents and prime ministers what to do? Can they control intelligence agencies like the CIA, FBI, and MI6? Can they control what the media tells you or what it censors? Are they the power behind the throne? Can they control militaries and order wars to begin like the Ukraine war? Can they order the funding of virus research? Can they damage the supply chains and cause food shortages? Can they cause famines? Orders like BlackRock and the central banks who control the money supply worldwide. At the beginning of the pandemic, the Federal Reserve, the central bank in the USA, hired BlackRock to run the sale of all bonds and mergers. Do you wonder now why BlackRock doubled in size in these last 3 years since they had that deal? So these bankers and BlackRock have formed an unholy alliance, and the pandemic was the spark to their growth.
All right. There we go. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. That was a little abrupt, but sorry about that. Welcome back. And of course, I've got Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa, on with me. Super happy to have her. How are you, Melissa? She coughs.
I know.
How are you?
You know, I owe everyone an apology. That's what you get for living in the Midwest. Hey. And we go from cold season to pollen season.
It's going to happen. You need the histamine, the natural histamine over at activatefiq.com. I swear it's fantastic. Check it out. But yes, I'll tell you, that clip coming in, we don't usually talk in terms of BlackRock, say, ordering a war or ordering a famine or ordering these things to happen. We usually bring them in after the things have been decided and say they are there to fund, which is disturbing enough. And I said this in the first hour, too. And there was an article, and it was talking about the Iran-Israel war in that's going to happen in May is brought to you by Coca-Cola, Vanguard, and BlackRock. because of the product placement and the photos, proudly displaying everyone drinking a Coke. Nobody has any different taste for anything else, just Coke. And they said, you know, BlackRock has all of this money in Coca-Cola, basically owning Coke. So it was just an interesting, different way to kind of view it or look at it. And we know that the people behind the people that we always bring up on the show and talk about are the people that actually run the world. So just another way to kind of put it, and we were talking on the break because you are delving into the precursor to World War I. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah. I'm reading a fascinating book, and we will have to delve into it fully at another time. But it's very interesting, and this book begins all the way back with Cecil Rhodes and the Boer War. Mm-hmm. And he talks about Cecil Rhodes and about five of his friends had a vision for control of the world. They were truly globalists, and they wanted to guarantee that Britain had its place at the head table. They wanted to be in charge. They thought that their values and their vision were superior to all other people. And so they had a group of people that they named themselves the secret elite. That's not something that conspiracy theorists were calling them. They called themselves, we are the secret elite. And this group of, I think it expanded at some point to about 7 or 10 men. And then they kind of handpicked the people that were kind of affiliated with them, that followed their vision. But they absolutely created World War I. It was an ordered war because they looked at the political situation in Europe and said, the only country that can threaten us was this rapidly industrializing powerhouse that was Germany. Mm-hmm. And so they deliberately created diplomatic incidents and military incidents that were provocative, forcing Germany into certain types of behaviors. And then they had, and I have to say this carefully, they had control of the media, mm-hmm. but not the way we, you know, sometimes if I said, oh, you know, our media is controlled, it makes it sound like somebody's telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. The people that ran the British media were also of one mind with these people. So they didn't need any controlling. That's what they ran. They ran stories that supported this vision. Mm-hmm. It was very deliberate. And it's made me rethink, you know, what we've been taught about World War One. You know, we're always taught, oh, well, Germany was the aggressor.
Oh, of course not. And no, it wasn't.
At the
like
end
that.
Of the war, Germany was like, we didn't do it.
Right.
And the whole world said, yes, you did.
Right. Because we were told in our media. We were told that in our media over and over again. Yes.
Well, and now that media distortion has been fed into our history books.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, don't you kind of wonder? So the Federal Reserve, right? We've had Ed Griffin on the show and he did a wonderful book, Creature of Jekyll Island. So you get central banking on board and then you have a war immediately after. And you know, the profiteering that went on, you know, courtesy of our central bankers into further entrench central banking by hoisting these people up into and catapult them into riches from said World War One. You know, there's always a lot of reasons, in other words. So if you kind of look at, you know, here's a way to help everyone that just went all in into this banking, because we know that the Titanic sank, but it had the couple of billionaires that were against the central banking. Central money is the root of all evil. So you've got money at the helm, right? And then, of course, money has to play out within these world wars as a profiteering mechanism for the banksters.
Well, I think money and power are mm-hmm. connected to one another.
Oh, sure.
And in World War One, as in World War Two, mm-hmm. the same bankers and central bankers were funding both sides.
Yep.
Because they stood to gain from the profits of mm-hmm. selling to both sides. It makes me wonder right now, who is the largest, you know, kind of war profiteer in the world mm-hmm. is American armaments manufacturers. And are we selling to both sides?
Yeah.
And who's financing all
well,
of that?
Well, remember Papa Bush's dad, who was actually convicted of said crimes of arming the enemy, so to speak. But we have created enemies. We create them. We get the whole world involved and emotional, and we go to war. And
at the bottom.
Go ahead.
At the bottom of it all, uh-huh. the one thing that you can count on mm-hmm. is that we are being lied to.
Yes. Yep. 100%.
Because nobody, and that's the other thing, is I'm not even in the book up to like the war yet, up to World War One. And if I think about the loss of human life, those guys did not care about that at all. Mm-mm. They didn't care at all that millions of people were going to die. And
they preferred it
was sold to the public as a patriotic thing to go and whatever. And it's so cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. It's astonishing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we were talking on the break about how awake, you know, we overuse the term, you know, are you awake? I'm awake. We got to wake people up. But the problem that we're coming into is the fact that somebody, you have two people and they both think they're awake, yet somebody understands at such a deeper level what's going on compared to somebody who thinks they're awake that is not. And we're coming up with all these different levels of awakeness now and education and understanding of how the deep state works. Are you finding this too? I mean, there's just so many levels of it.
Well, to me, one of the things that's happened for me mm-hmm. over the last maybe 4 or 5 years uh-huh. Is that we have to quit being so, I don't know what the right word is, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people who have begun to see truth. They've begun to see the Truman Show, right? Mm-hmm. They've begun to see that we're being lied to. They've begun to see that, oh, wait, this is all just a front, that there's something happening. But sometimes they come packaged in unique ways. And if I think about, like, Robert Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
and his, you know, his moment of truth came when he realized that the vaccines were not what they seemed to be.
Okay. I'm getting a little scratchy on your side. That's wild. Okay.
Better?
No.
It might be the electricity in the atmosphere here.
Hey, it might be.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yes. You know, hold on a second. I don't know if the audience is hearing this or not, but might even be on my side of things. Never know. Okay. Well, can only do what we can do. There we go. It's gone. Okay. Say what you said again.
Well, I think we have to get out of our lanes a little bit. We have to quit saying, like, if I look at Robert Kennedy, is there anybody more Democratic than Robert Kennedy? That's the label that he wears. His whole family wears it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the poster boy for all things Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he had that moment of awakening where he came to understand what the vaccines in general are.
Sure.
And he is speaking a lot of truth. And we have to be able to join with truth tellers no matter what label they're wearing.
Right.
And am I going to vote for him for president? Probably not, because I don't like some other things that he preaches, and that's okay. We have to learn how to find allies who are like-minded, even if they're not 100% like-minded at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need as many truth tellers now in the world as we can find. Because until we reach all of those people, you know, we have to wake up the other side.
Right.
And that's it's a lot harder to wake up people who don't agree with us on a lot of issues.
Yes.
So if my best friend doesn't agree with me on abortion, but they agree with me on vaccines, I can work with that.
Right. I mean,
and
yes, you're going
to
tear your hair out until they agree with you on abortion, though, I can guarantee it. But it's something. Well, it's something. I mean, whatever, like you're saying, whatever the catalyst is, we got to go to a break. But whatever, like, if there's a breakthrough catalyst, you'll take it. I'm the same way. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Midwest Melissa when we come back. Hey, everybody, as we enter into 2024, this is really important. The banking crisis, which is kind of remaining kind of quiet, except for smaller banks are failing as more centralized banking even happens at these levels right now that we're seeing. That's why we saw some of the bank closures last year. As this enters stage two, this is really, really important. Investors are relaxed right now because they think the banking crisis is over, but it's really a big mistake. History shows that major financial crises unfold in stages and have a quiet period between the initial stage and the critical stage when it's too late to do anything. The next forecast that's coming, the more acute stage two of the banking crisis, is coming after a quiet period, right? We know this. It's coming. Birch Gold is writing about this. They understand that there's this quiet period right now. This is the time, you guys, get everything you have, at least backed by gold. It won't cost you anything, which is amazing. You can take advantage of this. At least get the information. Your IRAs, your retirement, are they shored up? Are they backed by anything important, by any gold? And make sure you buy gold and silver from Birch Gold. These are the people I trust, okay? And I love them. You guys out there that have done this are saying such fantastic things about Birch Gold. I knew you would. And of course, Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, Ben Shapiro, these are all the people that use Birch Gold for a reason. They have a stellar reputation. Please text 989898. That's the phone number, 989898, those six digits. Text my name, Kate, as the message on your phone. And when you do that, you'll get some free information to look at. Please do this, okay? Just get the free information. Information is free, and you know, you can't go wrong with information, and at least you'll have some answers on if this is something you should do too. Thanks, you guys. Birch Gold is amazing. Or otherwise, I wouldn't talk about them.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, where truth is told. All right, I've got Midwest Melissa because it is Wednesday, and tomorrow Chris Ann Hall and, of course, Uncle Milty join me tomorrow. I also wanted to let you know I'll be speaking up in Salt Lake City this weekend. So just mentioning that, you can go to the Kate Daly Facebook show, Facebook page for more on that. Make sure and text Birch Gold. They are amazing. Birch Gold is phenomenal at helping people to get everything solidified by gold, backed by gold. And you can do this. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. Get the free information by texting 989898, my name Kate, okay? And go back and listen to the Philip Patrick podcast from yesterday from this live show. And you can understand why it's so important. As gold is rising, I would get in on it now. I don't see it coming down, and neither does he. Also, I just wanted to mention, too, Done With Debt. Done With Debt's doing amazing things for people in their credit card debt. So make sure and have them help you negotiate those numbers down for you. They can save you so much money a month. It is amazing what they're doing for people. And I trust these guys. They're that good that I would mention them on the show. Donewithdebt.com. Get on top of the credit card debt. It's about to get worse, especially with the headline today was Iran, Israel. I have to actually read it because, Iran taunts Israel. You want more? And just what we're talking about, Midwest Melissa, I don't believe that headline. I'm sorry. I feel like this is so conjured up and ridiculous, the amount of propaganda they put in our headlines, just like they did in World War One, just to ratchet up an emotional
war. Sounds a little bit like na 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 boo boo.
Yes, yes. they're creating these headlines and they're getting the world to think that this stuff's actually going on in this way. And I don't think in this way that it's happening. But anyway, let's talk Yuri.
Yeah, let's pick this up with saying that a lot of times we think that unless everybody unplugs, unless we get some kind of critical mass of people who are understanding of what the situation is, that we can't ever win. That if we could get enough people to unplug out of the system, it would be good.
Right.
I found this comment. It was a comment on an article, and this person was saying the truth is those who are plugged in can't unplug. Mm. And then they went on to talk about Yuri Bezimov, who was a longtime Soviet leader. So I think you have a little.
I have a minute 20 clip. Here we go. I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
Sure.
Psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. First one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior. To get rid society of these people, you need another 20 or 15 years to educate a new generation of patriotically minded and common sense people who would be acting in favor and in the interests of the United States society. And the Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people.
Yeah, that was Yuri. And Yuri was interviewed by Ed Griffin, who we were talking about earlier, Creature of Jekyll Island, and it was a fantastic interview. But he was talking about the psychological operation of brainwashing and how they demoralize a country in that clip. And it is so true how they do it little bits at a time to get us to absolutely fundamentally change who we are.
Well, he called it ideological subversion. And he said it's done right out in the open.
Right.
Anybody with eyes to see knows that it's happening if you will just look.
Yeah.
And I agree. He said, so Bezimov, who I'm sure was familiar with espionage, he said everybody wants to think that the reason why things happen is because of espionage, but it's not. It's ideological subversion.
Ooh, right there. And we're going to go to a break right there. Be right back. Kate Dalio, more on this when we come back. More with Midwest Melissa. Thanks a lot. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done With Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa, on with me, and just getting to the root and talking about the root of things, actually. And in this way, how awake you are, what your level of awakeness is, and also talking about Yuri, who was a former Soviet diplomat, and of course Ed Griffin interviewed him, and it was amazing. He did an amazing job. Okay, let's go from here, Melissa.
Well, one of the things that Yuri Bezimov pointed out, how long does it take to demoralize a country? And he said it takes between 15 to 20 years. And why does it take that long? Because that's how long it takes for your enemy to pump the heads of your youth full of mush. He said, at one point they had three generations of American students that were being fed Marxist-Leninism. Mm. And those students the people who grew up in the 60s that were the 60s dropouts, that whole, and for sure, the new left movement of the late 60s, early 70s, those are the people who are now filling spots in the government.
Right.
They're in industry. They're in government. They have finally matured. And some of them, now they're even beginning to retire. But what's coming behind them is no different. And now we're stuck with them. And they cannot be eliminated. We can't get rid of them now. They're contaminated, and they're all in on what they're all in on. And think about what we see coming out of the government or out of industry. How hard did they have to work to convince people about mandates for the COVID vaccine? It wasn't very hard because these people are all in.
Right.
So how long is it going to take to undo it? And what do we have to do to undo it? It would take 15 to 20 years of us with a concerted, forward-moving, visionary kind of program to undo it.
Yeah.
And given the level at which our teachers are all in and our government is all in and industry is all in, we've maybe left it too long. And we're going to have to eat the responsibility for that. We did not wake up soon enough. Well, we should have been pressing some of this a long time ago.
Yeah, we should have. It reminds me of the woman that ponied her daughter up for the very, very slim little trial of the vaccine and its boosters. And her daughter was in and out of the hospital afterwards, and I mean, almost died, and the whole nine yards. It was terrible. And I remember her saying to the camera in this documentary where she was, because the doctors would ignore her, when she said the only thing that changed was we put her in this trial. I mean, what a stupid parent, but we put her in this trial for all these shots. And ever since then, she's been in and out of the hospital, and she's not okay, and she's almost dying. And she just looked at the camera, and she goes, I always trusted my government. I just never thought that they were capable of doing this to me. And I'm like, you have to be just, I'm sorry, a special kind of stupid at this point to believe the entity called government, because it's the snake. And we keep going, gee, I can't believe the snake bites me. I can't believe the snake bites me. I'm like, where have you been in history? I mean, are people that oblivious to everything they've done? It's not like they've only done a couple of things and we have to go try to find out. We're talking on the daily. They're deceivers. And how can we not see that? It's so amazing.
Well, you know, it's hard. It's hard to fight against this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we have been taught from the time we were very young, there are two political parties, and that the government actually represents the interests of the voting public.
Right.
And they're going to do good things for us. That's what their job is. And we're taught all this when we're little kids. And we just kind of say, yeah, that's right. And our parents were taught that when they were little kids. And it just is, how many people do you know who believe that, you know, that government, people in the government are there to serve us?
Yeah.
I know, just for me, recently, I'm like, you know, it's a horrible thing to have to contemplate the fact that your government is now weaponized against you.
Yes, all the way down to local. I mean, I have the biggest snakes locally in my own area. I have the biggest snakes in charge of projects here locally in my area. You have everything you're seeing on a national level is in your local area on steroids, and yet we fail to see it. We just fail. I don't know what is going, I mean, does, it's like the woman, her daughter had to get near death for her to understand what they were capable of. And I guess we just keep swimming along. I mean, I have the worst governor. I have the worst politicians locally. It can't get any worse. And yet people are still, I have faith that come election time, we're going to be saved. I'm like, are you kidding?
But the faith that they have, that expression of faith is, I have faith that there is actually a choice before me.
Yeah.
And that if we made a better choice, we would get a different outcome. The truth of it is, any choice you make is going to give you the same outcome.
Mm-hmm. As it has.
That's World War One. That is absolutely what happened in World War One in Britain. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter who they chose. Even there was at one point a prime minister who was not all in on the secret elite.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter because the secret elite controlled every government appointment under him.
Yeah.
So whether, you know, this is like Trump or Biden.
Right.
Well, maybe Trump could make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't have control of everybody underneath him, or he makes poor choices underneath him, it won't matter. We'll get the same result either direction. Ooh, that's just ugly to think about.
I know.
And probably controversial for me to say.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. And if people would start to really pull their heads out and realize that you have never had a different outcome, it doesn't matter how much hope you put in the system, that we're putting our hope in the wrong place. And that's on us. That is our problem. We keep trusting local politicians that are absolute 100% snakes. We keep trusting governors that are 100% snakes. And we keep thinking that they're going to do something good because we would do something good. Nope. The people that are in for a reason. Yeah, they're in there for a reason. And it's because they're doing the bidding of the snakes at the helm. So, of course, they're going to keep staying in politics, right? Oh, it's sad. It's a sad situation.
Well, I kind of want to return to something that we haven't heard about for a long time. Mm-hmm. At one point, it was all in the news, and that's called the nudge system.
Mm.
It's been a couple of years, well, more than a couple of years ago. It was when Obama was in office, so it's been a while. that Cass Sunstein, remember him? A name from the past,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He wrote a book called Nudge. And in 2009, the government, the U.S. government, recruited Cass Sunstein to create a behavioral insight unit. And actually, the first country to actually implement it was the UK, because I think the United States and the UK run on a parallel track, which is interesting. But what they're doing is they are using behavioral manipulation, gaslighting, mind control in order to influence how we think about things. Now, some of it, and if you read stuff about this, it's all just so benign, right?
Right.
We want to know how to get, we're going to use the nudge system to find out how we can get teachers to have better, you know, attitudes towards their students, or how we can get more parental involvement. But I think this whole nudge thing is much bigger. And I think the ultimate expression of it, I think number one, I think personally that it's an outgrowth of MK Ultra and the experiments the government was doing on mind control. This is just a more subtle,
right,
less kind of less pharmacological way to mind control. But they're still messing with mind control. And nudging is, we're going to nudge people so that they'll support the war. We're going to nudge people so that they'll go take their vaccine. We're going to nudge people so that everybody believes that climate change is the biggest thing ever. We're going to nudge people to believe that men can be women and women can be men. It's all nudge, nudge, nudge.
Yep.
We're not going to take it on straight, but nudge.
We're going to be right back. Been nudged a lot. We're going to nudge into break. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Midwest Melissa when we come back.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm back here with you. I can't believe we're at the end of the show. Hi. I've got Midwest Melissa, and of course, so excited to have her. And also, get over to my sponsors. They're fantastic. I'd get your supplements from FIQ. It's a slam dunk because they're going to absorb into your body. Code word is Kate. I would also get over to donewithdebt.com and text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name. And then get over to MyPillow for graduation gifts, all the rest, all kinds of, because this is like the season now of gifting, because it's like graduation, weddings, you know, the whole nine yards. And just make sure that you're doing it at MyPillow.com, because you're going to get stuff 90% off. I mean, this is insane. Take advantage of that, because it has the best quality bedding and all the rest. And also, code word is Kate, and it helps us stay on the air. All righty. So, Melissa, let's go from
here. Well, I want to kind of finish out the hour with two examples. Okay. If we have time, we'll do two. We'll do one for sure.
Okay.
Of the nudge. So, everybody has seen chemtrails in the sky, right? We've all looked up in the sky and seen the white crisscrosses around it from the planes flying over. And we know that they're not contrails, because they don't disappear. They hang in the sky for hours afterward. So I looked up today trying to find information, because I had heard that the government has admitted that they're doing that.
Of course,
so I looked up chemtrails. Oh, chemtrails, put on your tinfoil hat. That's a conspiracy theory. Not happening. No way, no how. Who do you think you are to say that?
I have John Brennan from the CIA talking, boasting about it. It's so amazing that they can still say it's a conspiracy theory.
If you change the search term to geoengineering, you'll get all kinds of information, and they're proud of it.
Right.
So when we get pressed, change the vocabulary, make it sound, because who doesn't care about the environment?
Right.
And that's what they'll say. This is the opening to the article that I pulled. A fleet of 100 planes making 4,000 worldwide missions per year could help save the world from climate change.
Gosh.
That's a lot. And what are they spraying? They're spraying aluminum sulfate.
Yes.
Or you found it too. Cloud seeding. It's cloud seeding. It's nothing harmful or dangerous. We don't need to tell you about it because we know that you care about climate change too. That's the nudge.
By the way, the UAE is denying, this was on like CNBC, of course, the government over there is denying cloud seeding took place before all the floods that they just had in Dubai. Yeah, right. And then also, if you notice, they take cloud seeding and they say, well, chemtrails is cloud seeding. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Something totally different.
Well, during the eclipse, didn't we hear that they sprayed something over San Francisco without telling anyone?
Mm-hmm. They wanted to block out the sun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without telling anyone. Yes. Isn't that lovely? You're a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe let's pull back the curtain.
So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can pull back the curtain a little bit. In 2012, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, and the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, Hank Paulson, each chipped in $500,000 to fund a project to make the climate threat feel real, immediate, and potentially devastating to the business world, to get them on board with it.
Okay.
Is that not just, it's just fakery and trickery and gaslighting? They're not feeling that it's real enough. So how about we each, that's $1.5 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
To create a, they created an article. They paid for the creation of an article called Risky Business. And they published this. They got this published in Science Magazine, which is very reputable. It somehow passed through their peer reviews. And now this article, which was basically kind of just made up pseudoscience, has been sourced and printed and reprinted and, you know, cited by hundreds of other articles. And at one point in this article, they said that the cost of climate change would be an 8-degree temperature change in the United States by the end of the century. 8 degrees. That's crazy.
Yep.
But it's alarmist enough. And then they said also it would be a 10% reduction in America's economic activity. And it's design. They design things to scare us. They design things to make us, ooh, you know, we're edgy. So that when the chemtrails come, we're like, oh, anything. We'll take anything.
Right.
Just save us from this horrible terror. It's mind control.
Yep. Yeah.
And it is. It's genuinely demoralizing. I came across a news article this week that was talking about, oh, there's going to be attacks on our water system. We've already had an attack on a water system. And I just thought, you know what? It's just more fear mongering. Once you kind of open your eyes to it, and I'm not saying that our water systems are all secure.
They're not. They're actually saying last month they said that we're going to get huge hackings. They just have a crystal ball again on our water systems. That's why I was telling people, make sure you have enough water. Make sure, because they're planning it. That doesn't mean that they're crystal balling it. They're planning it. They're just letting, you know, letting this little thing out about it. Yep.
Well, that's the little nudge.
That's the nudge.
You know, it's a little nudge. And the nudge is those evil people somewhere in the world that hate us so much are going to come and do these bad things to us. Then what are you going to think if something happens in your local community? Obviously you're going to think those evil people, they did it.
My all-time favorite though is this: they hate us for our freedoms.
Well, yeah, to be totally honest, I looked up three different topics today. I looked at transgender issues, I looked at COVID, and I looked at climate change. And the Google searches you will get back will tell you all about evil Chinese things, evil Russian things on those topics.
Oh, yeah.
But you will not find anything that is not the party line about the United States.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to find information, including this. Who even knows this? That in the UK, Pfizer has been sued five times by their pharmaceutical regulation board for fake fraudulent advertising. Who tells, you know, does that ever get reported here? And why doesn't it get reported
here? You're exactly right.
Because we're on booster number eight here.
Oh, my gosh. Are people that dumb? I'm so sorry.
Well, but I have a friend who works in a nursing home, and she said they are giving out booster number eight right now.
I'm just so frustrated. It's beyond what it should be. By the way, tomorrow we'll discuss with Chris Ann Hall a 9-0 I love how they put ruling even in conservative news, but it's an opinion on a Texas property rights case when in favor, they say, of property owners. But we'll find out more from Chris Ann Hall. Melissa, Midwest Melissa, thank you.
A lot of food for thought. It's always my pleasure.
A lot of food for thought. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. Be fearless out there, you guys. Please speak the truth. Doesn't matter if people like you or not. Just speak the truth. And, of course, see you tomorrow with Uncle Milty and Chris Ann Hall. We'll talk property rights. See you guys tomorrow.